Let's go back to adding the chili, because that was not a concept they'd seen someplace else. Was that your father who thought, well, if we put chili on this hot dog, that'll make it even more appealing?
Apparently, they had seen the way other people were doing it down there. They were not the first ones to have chili down there on a bun. Apparently, they felt that this is the next good move, and they would attract the people there. So apparently he was able to come up with some sort of a recipe that the people liked.
He created his own recipe.
Apparently. There was no such thing as going to the net and finding chili recipes and coming in and say, well, this belongs here and that belongs there, and we'll have this and this and this. How are you going to do that with 60 pounds of meat and so on and so forth? It doesn't work out.
So he had to do a fair amount of experimenting.
Well, apparently. But they knew pretty well that they had to have this particular spice and this particular spice. I think that they were able to come up with a good recipe almost from the first. Not the one that we know, but a good one.
It's changed over the years?
It changed there. By the time it came here to Tulsa, it's been static. No problems whatsoever.
So to be clear, when they opened up, it was just first a hot dog and a bun.
And mustard. And there may have been something else. I don't know. Apparently not tomato paste or mixture having anything with tomatoes. That would never have gone over with my father.
Why?
Ketchup, for instance, has too much of a killing taste. Once you put ketchup on something, it doesn't make any difference how bad it is or how good it is. You only taste the ketchup.
It's not an enhancer.
No, it says you're eating a ketchup dog.
So that's the way he felt about tomatoes.
In fact, we still use the same reasoning today. A wiener, from the standpoint of spices, should be bland. The bun should be a type that can accept steam. In other words, if you tear open a bun, you notice that there may be little holes in there. Are they small holes? Larger? The larger the hole, the better. These are all things that come into being. So we pay very much attention to the way the bun is made, to the blandness of the wiener, just the right amount of mustard. But the chili must predominate. If it's not that, then you don't have a Coney Island Hot Wieners Coney.